American trade deals typically stretch to thousands of pages. The new Phase One trade deal between America and China takes up only 86. Wang Shouwan, the Chinese deputy representative of international trade negotiations, described a text with 9 chapters, including ones on intellectual property, technology transfer, financial services, and dispute settlement. Robert Lighthizer, the United States Trade Representative, or USTR, gave journalists a glimpse of it on December 13th, hours after it had been agreed. It is due to be signed by both sides in the new year. Mr. Lighthizer said that American tariffs on around $120 billion of Chinese imports would be reduced from 15% to 7.5%. Fresh tariffs due on December 15th were cancelled. In return, he said, China would ramp up imports of American agricultural products, manufactured goods, energy products and services by $200 billion over 2 years. Negotiators had set targets for various categories of commodities so that agricultural purchases would rise from a baseline of $24 billion in 2017 to at least $40 billion in 2020 and 2021. The exact figures would be secret to avoid influencing markets. These arrangements are sure to attract criticism. It is hard to see how China will meet its targets while sticking to the World Trade Organization's principle of non-discrimination. Joe Glauber of the International Food Policy Research Institute, formerly chief economist of America's Department of Agriculture, warns that other countries, in particular Australia, Brazil, and Canada, may have objections. He also questions the secrecy regarding the targets, asking, how else would producers get signals on what to plant? China, for its part, does not like the idea of becoming so reliant on America for imports of commodities such as soybeans. It had long insisted that it was unrealistic for President Donald Trump to demand that it double its purchases of agricultural products from America.